What's up, everybody? It's your man, Danelle, a.k.a. Small Guy Promotions, a.k.a. Omaha Fatty, coming to you with another podcast episode of What's Up, Omaha.
I have another wonderful guest today. Ladies and gentlemen, I am in Papillion at Shadow Lake at, say it for me,
Shaka Lottery Stomp.
There you go. If you're like me, you may have been pronouncing it incorrectly, but it's Shaka Lottery Stomp. Where is that from?
It's Dutch.
It's Dutch? Dutch,
yep. Stomp is a Dutch family. Originated way back in the 1800s as bakers of cookies and breads and things. 1913, they transitioned exclusively over to chocolate and made it through 100 years at least. They're still in Amsterdam and throughout the Netherlands. And about 20 years ago, third generation Mr. Stomp comes to the United States and brings his family's craft with him.
Shaka Lottery Stomp. It's right. Dutch. So if nothing else, if you don't get anything from this interview aside from this, you learned how to say the name correctly. And Susie is with me. She is the owner of this location here in Shadow Lake.
That's right.
Susie, how long have you owned this?
Yeah, we are into our 12th year here.
12th year?
12 years already here in this location, in this same slot in Shadow Lake.
Yep. That's a long time.
Yeah, we're right on Main Street, right across the street from Victoria's Secret, right beside K Jeweler.
So how does one get into owning a Shaka Lottery Stomp?
Well, you can, as I did, just call Mr. Stomp in Des Moines. His first name's Ton, T-O-N. And I just asked him a little over 12 years ago, do you want to be in the Omaha area with your wonderful chocolate stores? And do you franchise out? I didn't know if he did at that point. And he had just started to, in fact. So we're franchise, I think, number three, in fact, for Mr. Stomp.
Okay. How many were there at that time after you had asked? And how many are there now? How has it grown?
It's grown slowly, to be honest. I think there were probably four at the time, and now there are a total of 10. They've come and gone over the years, so we're currently at 10.
And it's tough for retail shops right now in this last year. I mean, it was tough before COVID and whatnot. So now it's been even tougher for retail stores. So that's not really too surprising that it's been a slow progression and there being 10 retail stores right now, which, funny, there's only 10, but I don't know if you remember this. A couple years back, my family and I, we were out in Minnesota. We went to a jiu-jitsu tournament out there in Rochester.
Right.
And we were at the mall. We were like, hey, let's go do something. What's there to do around here? Yeah. We went to the mall, and lo and behold, there was a
Shaka Lottery Stomp. Yes, in Rochester.
And yeah. Right. So we had to go in, right? And I did kind of feel like I was cheating a little bit. So I sent Susie a message to the store, or tagged her or something on Facebook. Right. I don't remember. And I was like, hey, look where we're at. And it was funny because the owner, he knew you, or he knew of you at least.
Sure. We know each other. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Travis. Yeah.
Are they still up and running?
Yeah. Yes. Nice. They did have shut down during COVID because they're attached to the Mayo Clinic. Up there in that mall, and so they did have to shut down, but they're back up and running good.
Cool. Yep. So do you guys have like annual meetings or like monthly or quarterly? How does that work?
It tries to be maybe semi-annually, depending on what's going on with everybody. But yeah, we all get together in Des Moines.
Okay.
With Mr. Stomp and the other Mr. Stomp, who does he's the fourth generation. He does all the chocolate work for us. And whoever else happens to be involved with the corporate at that time, and all of the store owners come together, and we do, they call it a extended family store meeting. So they considered us all part of their family, even though we don't, you know, share their last name. We are part of their franchise family.
Nice. So, well, and how long has the franchise, well, the original store, how long have they been open here in the United?
Yeah, the one in Des Moines is over 20 years old.
Okay.
And there's actually three in Des Moines. Stomps have been in Des Moines over 20 years, and then the rest of us have followed since.
All right. So are you one of the more tenured now?
I am now. Yeah. Yeah, at 12 years, yes. The Ames store, I think, is probably about 15 years old.
Okay.
And then Rochester is kind of in between us.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And one thing that we were talking about before we went live was the huge push, you know, with all the struggles, a lot of the talk is supporting local. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was important to speak on it from a franchise perspective, because even though you're part of a bigger conglomerate, I said a big word there, you still live in Nebraska. You are still local.
Sure.
So there's still, even though there's like more of a national aspect to it, there's still a local component as well.
Very true.
So, and I know there's a lot of groups, like we were saying, that kind of, they really push local, which is great, and we love that. But sometimes they exclude the franchise owner.
Sometimes.
And that, sometimes, you know, you yeah. kind of get like a raw deal, because at the end of the day, you're still local and right. you're part of a small business because it's your store.
That's right. Yes, it is a franchise. Mr. Stom's name is on the front, but it is my store. My husband and I bought the franchise, and we're in Papillion. We put it in Papillion, even though we live in Bellevue. Our kids went to Papio South. Mm-hmm. So the Papillion community has been fantastic, by the way, over 12 years, and especially this last year. They've come in, they've told me exactly why they're here. They want us to stay. We hear that all the time. And we totally appreciate all of that support. We've had a pretty good year, actually, this last year. It's been fantastic. Yeah, thanks to the community support.
And that's great. And I know that you're not just, I mean, the store is here, but through the local partnerships, you are mm-hmm. also in other places.
Yeah.
There's Diana's Papillion Tea Shop. There's Hy-Vee.
I'm in Hy-Vee, yes.
Where else can yeah. people find your chocolates?
Let's see. Let's think about that. Over in Bellevue, and there's a little shop over there called Simply Unique Gifts.
Yes.
She's got my chocolate bars and other things over there. We've been in different salons and different flower shops over the years. It's kind of, I'm always open if anybody wants to have chocolate in their store. I'm willing to talk. It's always great to meet with and work together.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. That's how we all win, is if yes. we work together. Sure. And so I guess we should also talk about this in case someone hasn't been into one of these before, since mm-hmm. there's so few. What are your like most popular items that you have here?
Well, the chocolate's the main thing. Number one, it's Belgian chocolate. It's done by Mr. Stom himself. The bonbons are the main event. A bonbon, everybody gets, oh, wow, I would never eat. Oh, I can't eat. Yeah, you have. It's just a filled chocolate is a bonbon. Mm-hmm. So we have a wide variety of those in boxes, and you can get a few in a sack. We also do coffee drinks here. We have our hot chocolates, best hot chocolate in the metro. I'll put that out there all the time. And then we do lattes, cappuccinos, iced drinks for sure right now. And then we have gelato here. We make it right here in the back. And we have a wide variety of flavors, probably over a couple hundred recipes that we make. And so we make it in the back, and it's here in the up in the case to serve every day of the year, even in during a blizzard. We'll sell gelato.
Yeah. Okay. And I wanted to ask that question because my follow-up to that is, being a part of a franchise, I would assume that there's certain things that you are must-haves.
That's right. Yeah.
But I do remember recently when we came in, my family, there was a gelato that you guys had come up with the concept for. So how much leeway do you get with that type of thing?
Oh, quite a bit, especially with the gelato. With the chocolates, not so much. That's the Stom mainstay. I mean, Mr. Stom makes that. We won't sell Hershey in here. We sell Stom chocolate for mm-hmm. sure. And Stom coffee. In fact, that's the only coffee we'll serve too, is Stom blend coffee. Gelato, like the base things come from Mr. Stom, but then if you've got, you know, a seasonal flavor you want to do, or something locally that people are all about at the moment, then we'll make up a new recipe. And we take requests.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay. So if you've ever come here and you thought, hey, man, this would be so good if they had this, then just
ask us. Yeah. We may have made it already, or if not, we're always willing to have fun making up a new recipe.
And sure. What kind of rotation are you on with those?
The case holds comfortably 10 flavors, and so we'll move those around constantly.
Okay.
When one empties out, another flavor comes into its place. So it's always random.
And so is there just like a certain amount that you make of each flavor?
It's a little over a gallon. Each can holds a little over a gallon. And some of them move pretty quickly. And we have non-dairy options. We have, of course, dairy options. We have some with gluten, some without. So just ask us. We're really on top of the allergens here.
And if you have ever listened to one of the food-related podcasts that I've done, you may know that, we have a food allergy in our home. My wife is allergic to dairy. And the last time that we came here, we were able to get her something. And it's always really, it makes me happy when I'm able to find, especially a sweet treat is non-dairy, because she loves ice cream, she loves pizza and whatever, but there's so many things that she has to cut back on because she can't have dairy. And, stuff like this is just a great find.
We have non-dairy options in the gelato case as well as on the chocolate counter. We can help her with the chocolates too.
Yes. And we've definitely come and have gotten some dark chocolates here. That's what she usually has to resort to because there's, high cocoa content instead of, milk chocolate.
And no dairy,
No dairy, right. No milk or whatever. So 12 years though in this spot. And that is really good because in a mall area, you see a lot of different faces on storefronts.
Yes.
Yeah, there's, I was in retail for a long bit years back and at Westroads, and we talked about that before.
Yes.
But there's always stuff coming and going.
There is. Yeah, and there should be some new things coming into Shadow Lake too.
Yes.
I'm not sure what yet, but they'll be surprised. It'll be good.
And there's more restaurants coming in too, which is great. Sure. We got Cobb's that recently opened up.
The new ramen place.
Yes, Ika is over here. Yes, we had that a few weeks back.
Yeah. So did I.
It's good. I already knew because I went to the interesting fact. I actually went to the soft opening of their very first location in Benson.
In Benson, that
some
one?
Years back. Okay. Yep.
Nice.
A little small place, and then they moved down the street into a bigger place. Because, they definitely move a lot of product.
Yeah, that's a good addition to Shadow Lake.
And yes.
Of course, we're going to get the Olive Garden soon.
Yes, Olive Garden. And again, that's another, the conversation when that announcement came out. It was overall, but there was a lot of good feedback.
Yeah.
But there were some that, were like, oh, another box or another chain or whatever. But it's like, in a time where there's so much turnover, and especially now, and there's a lot of empty spaces at mall areas, you shouldn't really, I can understand wanting there to be something local, but at the same time, beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah.
And if you have a business that's willing to come in and set up, and it's a good business that people enjoy, why be upset about that or not welcome them to the community? Because every spot can't be local.
No. It would be kind of fun to have at least Main Street maybe be little, mom and pop and specialty and all that. And then, have the draw that Olive Garden's going to bring. It's going to bring people to the mall.
Yeah.
So that's
kind of like a mall. A mall, usually on the corners or on the ends, they have their what they call anchor stores. Right. Those are on the end, and then you get the different stuff when you go into the main, concourse of the mall. So, that would be great. Unfortunately, it costs money for businesses to open up. They don't just give these places away for free.
No.
I'm sure you pay a good rent every month.
There's a rent bill.
Yeah. So please understand that when you see places opening up, it would be lovely and wonderful and ideal for a lot of the places to be local, but that's not always going to be something that can happen. So please welcome these new businesses. Don't put a black eye on the area to where other businesses don't want to open here, which I don't think that would be the case, but I'm just saying worst case scenario. Like, we don't want to put a bad,
drive,
you know,
anybody away.
Yeah. We don't want to drive anyone away. Yeah.
Beautiful mall. It's always been very well kept up for 12 years. I've been here
12 years. And that's just such a long time. Like, I didn't know it was that long.
Yeah. It sneaks up on you.
I know. Time flies. So that brings me to my next question that I was going to ask you earlier. Do you happen to know the first time that we actually met?
No. Okay. I got to think about this.
I told her I was going to put her on the spot.
Yeah, and you did. Was it in my store?
Nope.
It was not. My store. So some event probably.
It was.
Because I've done a lot of events over the years. What town was it in?
Oh, if I had to say that, then I'd give it away. But I can tell you. Okay. I didn't think that you would remember. And it's so crazy. It just randomly popped into my head one day. I don't know why. Maybe we talked or something. And I don't know what it was. But Best of Omaha at Ralston Arena.
Okay.
That was the first time that we had ever met.
Yep. And I was just thinking about that the other day. And that was the first time we'd won Best of Omaha. And they have they used to anyway. Yeah, have that event where all of the winners could have a table and, you know, hand out samples or whatnot. And Mr. Stom was there.
Oh, really?
Him coming to that.
Well, yep. And I can't even remember how I got there, but, you know, Small Guy Promotions, that's a lot of what I do. I used to put on events every quarter as well. Smaller than Best of Omaha, of course, but I used to put on events with local business owners and I was all about trying to get out and support, and that was like, what better place to go?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
So, but yeah.
That's right. That was a few years ago.
It was a while ago.
That's great.
So I was like, that's a great question to ask.
Yep.
Well, is there anything else that you would like the people who may watch or listen to this podcast? Do you have any final notes to give them?
I'm just going to go back to thanking the community again. And everybody that's been in my store anytime over the last 12 years, there are some that come once a year, Christmas time, they tell me that. There are a few that come twice a week. So we've got kids that have been coming since they were 2 years old, and now they're 14. We've got one gentleman that comes in every first day of school, every last day of school, since kindergarten. Mm-hmm. And now he's going to be, I think he's going to be a junior next year. So.
Oh, man.
And he's every year.
That's funny.
And other times too during the year, but he always, every year, no matter what.
Tradition.
So these traditions have started. Mr. Stom told us they would, and he said it's going to take a while, of course. Tradition doesn't happen in 1 year, but by year 12, I have kids that at least have kind of grown up in here, and so that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So thank you to the community for sure.
Yes, shout out to Papillion, Shadow Lake area, all the supporters. And again, please keep in mind when you're thinking about local franchise owners are still local. They need support as well, just like everyone else does. Together, we can do great things. That's always the push. If you're watching on YouTube or, you know, Spotify or wherever, hit the subscribe button, like, share, subscribe. That's what I ask. And thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you tuning in. Another great show wrapped up and another great guest.
Thank you for your support.
Oh, thank you. I love doing it. It's a win-win for me. So please stop out to Shadow Lake and come in to Shaka Lottery Stomp.
All right. Good job.
Yes, I said it right.
You did it.
I'll try to remember that, but... Thank you guys again so much for tuning in. Please share to let people know what we're doing. And again, together we can all like build each other up and grow. And that's what it's about. So smile, help someone else smile, laugh and help someone else laugh all day, every day. Yeah. Peace out, y'all. Thank you, Susie.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye, y'all.